Belleville Senators head coach Troy Mann joining the show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Sean. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Always nice to hear from you. Orlena in the house and Sky the intern, Coach, just so you're following the game plan, all right?
Sky the intern, yeah? You going to put her to work today? You got nothing to do for her or what?
Today's her final day at Quinny Broadcasting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a little
final
sad.
Final day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am sad.
She's sad or tired?
Both.
You know, but you work with 23-year-olds. I've had a chance in Orlando to work with Sky, the intern. So nice to work with youthful energy and see that passion. You must see that every day at the rink.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of 23-year-olds. And when they're focused, it's always fun. When they're not focused, gotta lay the law down, Sean.
We gotta lay the law down. Do you make them skate around and around the rink like 50 times or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of stops and starts, though.
Yeah. So, first time back playing at the CAA Arena tonight in almost 2 years. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah. It tells you how time flies and how we're getting old. But, it's actually real exciting to be back. So, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, the feedback, we don't have a ton of players back from 2 years ago, believe it or not, because turnover is so high. But even the 3-4 guys that were part of it 2 years ago, they're like, geez, it's been a long time since we've been back here. So
how many guys you mentioned two or three are back, like, that we would be familiar with? Who are they?
Yeah, I mean, actually, Parker Kelly, who's still up in Ottawa, he's a potential guy. And then Aspero and Gus, who potentially could be back. So the turnover is actually pretty high if you think about that. So only three players that could potentially back from that 19-20 team. So it'll be a whole new crew for any fans watching live in Belleville this year.
Do you still have, like, name tags on the players as they're walking around or on the ice so you know who you're talking to?
Pretty much. It's going to be like minor hockey. You know, you put the name tag on the top of the helmet so you know the names.
Things are so fresh, even on the Senators' site, you don't have the listings, like the photos and that of the players or anything yet either.
No, that's, usually they wait till the team's officially picked, and that won't come till next week. So we're still in training camp mode with that evaluation period with a lot of players. So the team, I think our official roster goes into the AHL here probably next Thursday. So then we'll get a better indication of who's here.
A lot of hockey players will be in town this weekend. Laval Rockets, tonight you're playing at the CAA Arena, and then the Toronto Marlies on Sunday, and Laval and Toronto will play tomorrow. So there'll be a lot of professional athletes in town.
Yeah, nice, unique situation we got going with the three teams playing each other, and I'm sure the town place is pretty excited to host a lot of athletes over there for the next couple of days. But obviously good for the business community too when you got three teams in here for the course of 3 days.
Did you have a nice summer with your wife and your daughter? Did you do anything exciting?
We spent a lot of time out in the county. You know, we have a little place there off of East Lake, so pretty much spent, you know, all the weekends there, and next thing you know, the summer was over.
Do you have a boat? Do you have, like, one of those cool wakeboarding boats?
Yeah, we have one of those Challenger 1800s speed boats. So my daughter does a lot of tubing. And,
wow.
Sean's, Sean's an avid wakeboarder, right? He would have loved to have gotten an invite out there.
I might have to get him out. I just done it as fast as I can to see if I can get him to fall.
Put him on the tube instead. He's already got a bad knee.
Yeah. Hey, listen, good luck this weekend. Tough time for the next several days for the players to make the final roster. It's not an easy job to do. And thank you for the time this morning. You're already at the rink, so you're showing that commitment surprisingly again this year. Thank you.
Well, it's always good to hear from you once every 6 months, Sean. So I appreciate the call today.
And, okay,
maybe we'll hook up around Christmas again.
Want to get this in? I got a joke for you and your lovely wife and daughter. for Monday's Thanksgiving dinner. Don't tell them where you got it, but you can use it. It's just as you're getting ready to pour the gravy on the meat. Why didn't the turkey eat any food on Thanksgiving Monday, Troy?
Because I don't know, Sean.
Because he was already stuffed.
But
that's brutal. You expect me to go home and use that? That's brutal.
Okay. All the best to Laval tonight at the CAA.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Troy Mann, head coach, Belleville Senators.